Blog Talk Radio.
Well, glory to God. Praise your holy name, Father. We want to thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing today. We're excited again to be before you, Father. Well, we're going to get it right on the board. Well, we just praise God. We thank you. We come to you with kingdom greetings. We want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Daughters and Intercessors and Kingdom Builders International. Guess what? Where God is getting all the glory. Where thou kingdom come. And you can come just as you are, but you will not leave the same. And we are so thankful to God for honoring us and entrusting us to serve his people. So we want to thank you for making a commitment to assist us in ministering to God's people. Because we know that you're doing something. You're teaching or preaching or praying. So we want to thank you. We want to thank you for taking a part in building up God's kingdom. We're going to play some music, and we will be right back. You just want to thank him. For truly, God has been so very good to us. This is another broadcast that we are giving God all of the glory. I am so excited about what God is doing for his people. And you know what? I just want to thank him. I just want to be in his presence. I just want to be in the glory. You know, when you're in the glory of God, when you're in the presence of the Holy Ghost, guess what? You just want to thank him. Let's just get your praise on, and then we'll be right back.
We come to give him glory. We come to give him glory.
We honor you, Lord, and we thank you. Well, Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you have woke us up. You started us on our way, on our day, Lord God. You gave us a beautiful day, Father. And we thank you that we can come in your presence and we can talk to you. And guess what? We thank you because we can always get an answer. You always move, God. You always rule. You always bring us out victorious. Father, you said in your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in judgment would be condemned. So, Father, we just thank you that the blessings of the Lord speak over our lives. Father, as we go before your people, God, we ask you to open up the ear gates of your people. Allow your people to hear what you're saying to the church. And, Father, let them embrace the prophetic word, Father, that they'll grow and go and to build up your kingdom, to build up your people, God. For it is your will. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God. Well, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox. And, you know, when I sat down to begin to do the broadcast, God reminded me of being committed to what he has assigned us to do. And you know, it's always a reason, it's always a purpose that God gives us assignments. And it's always a soul at the end of the blessing of you being obedient. So as you are obedient to what God tells you to do, others are being blessed, souls are being saved, salvation is knocking at the door of someone's home. So we're going to be talking tonight about the extremities of worship and intercession. You know, intercession that's moving into a new realm of God's glory. I want to, you know, first tell you what is worship? You know, we know that we sing and we clap, and but worship is the act and the attitude of wholeheartedly giving yourself to God. You give your spirit, your soul, your body, and your mind. And I'm going to assume that everyone on this line desires to be God's worshiper. You know, I'm going to guess that in your mind that you understand how important it is to worship. You know, worship take you into a place where the glory of God can be manifested. And when the glory of God is manifested, guess what happened? people get set free. People get delivered. And assignments are released. The prophetic word come forth. So it's important as we intercede that we understand how important it is to worship. We worship God, and we worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know, it's no shape, form, or fashion. We just worship Him. We let our spirit begin to worship Him. We let our mind, our soul, and our body begin to worship God. So we're going to take you to a place tonight, today, this evening, that you're going to desire to worship God. If you don't have the desire, you're going to desire it. If you do have the desire, you're going to crave to be in His presence more. So we're going to start off with a scripture, and I want you to get your Bibles, and I want you to set your mind on worship. On worship. See, and I like to call it intercessory worship. Intercessory worship is when you blend in prayer and worship for the purpose of advancing God's will for individuals or for a region. And I'm going to talk tonight about some biblical examples of intercessory worship. See, it's that next level. One of the most striking times, as I was reading it, and I want to encourage you to turn to 1 Chronicles 13 through 16. That's 1 Chronicles 13 through 16. And what was happening was there was a time when King David was being inaugurated as king. He was being placed as king in place of Saul. And one of the first actions, one of the first things that King David did, he took the Ark of the Covenant, where the Ark of the Covenant, it was residing in the tabernacle of Moses. He took the Ark of the Covenant, and he took it to Jerusalem. And guess what he did? He placed it in a tent on Mount Zion. And this was called the Tabernacle of David. See, King David was an appointed musician. And if you have read the Bible, you understand that when you begin to worship, and I'm going somewhere with this, it takes you to another realm. So you shouldn't have to be pumped up to worship. You should not have to be asked to stand, to speak, to sing, to cry out, to clap. You should not be asked to do that if you are a worshiper. But what King David did, he assigned some singers, some musicians, some, the Levites, some priests. And guess what he told them to do? He told them to minister before the ark. Not just an hour a day, but he told them to minister before the ark 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Now, can you imagine? The singers was engaging in intercessory worship around the clock. Rabashe toroboshe. See, this practice, King David knew that he could conquer many enemies. He could conquer the enemy's army. Because David understood the role and the purpose of continual intercession, continual worship. And he understood the effect that it would have upon a people, the effect that it would have upon a nation. And guess what? The effect that it would have for him to rule. See, King David ruled. I want to give you that example. So if we understand when there's an assignment that has been given, we have to take time out. And we have to get in God's presence. And we begin intercessory worship. We begin to sing the words of the Bible. Songs of Solomon. We begin to sing. It doesn't matter how you sound. See, when you worship God in spirit and in truth, you get out of the box. See, you get out of oneself. And you begin to tell God, I'm yours. You begin to become an instrument of Zion. And whatever kind of sound that you can make for the Lord, whether it's clapping your hands, thumping your feet, a shout, you can shabak the Lord. You begin to worship him. Guess what? Because he's King of Kings. Because he is the Lord of Lords. And because there is no other God besides God. He's that big G God. He's God. He rules. And he super rules. And as a worshiper, you understand that God inhabits our praises. He eats our praises. It is the appetite of God. It's his breakfast in the morning. See, and as we feed him our praises, guess what happens? God's hands begin to move. I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessed week next week when we come into a place of worship. On the prayer line, when we come into a place where we begin to worship God in spirit and in truth, when we begin to get out of oneself and begin to cry out to the Father, begin to sing those songs of Zion, you know, and then I want to bring this scripture to you, Psalms 149. You know, I want to encourage you, if you don't have your Bibles, you know, try to get you one so that you can go through the scriptures and you can read along with us. Psalms 149. God is so very faithful to us. You know, he will never, ever leave us. He will never let us down. Listen to what the word says. The Lord take pleasure in his people. I'm telling you, he does. The word says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name and dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrels and the harps. For the Lord take pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword, rabashe, in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathens and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their noble with feathers of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So the word is telling us that as we praise God, guess what we do? We execute vengeance upon the heathens. and punishment upon the people. The word says that when we praise God, we bind their kings with chains and their noble with feathers of iron to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Listen to what happens when we worship and praise God. When we take prayer and worship, see, in the scriptures, it's simply found within the theme of the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms. See, the Psalms were the hymns of their time. See, they continued the musical lyrics where the Israelites began, they sang during their worship time before the Lord. And if you notice that their themes also was praises and prayer and admiration. And guess what they did? They renounced their enemy. They repented. If you read in Psalms, you'll see where repentance was coming forth. It was so much going on. And even what I just read, Psalms 149. And even in the New Testament, you know, we find examples where intercession and worship was going on. And within the well-known topical prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, listen to what Jesus said to his disciples. He said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Praises. That's a praise. "Thou kingdom come, thou will be done." Listen, "Thou kingdom come, thou will be done on the earth as it is in heaven." That's a prayer. So right here you see a praise, and then you see a prayer. And then even in the New Testament, it's the book of Revelation 5 and 8. "And when he," Jesus, that's the he, "had taken it," and this scripture is talking about the scroll, "the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lord, and each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls of incense." And guess what was in that bowl? That the incense, which are the prayers of the saints. See, here you see a heavenly admiration. So again, the blending again with worship. And even the harps and prayers represents in the bowl of incense. So when we began to get in God's presence, the weight of his glory will fall upon us. So we can't be, it can't be like routine business as usual. God want to get power back into his people. God want to cause his people to be revived. And I'll tell you, it's only going to come when we move into a new realm of God's glory. See, I believe that this word for intercession, the word intercession, I believe God wanted to be across the board. You know, I don't believe that intercession is just for a very few elected people. I believe that it's God's plan, that intercession is a conversation with God, and it's for all that say they are believers. See, the Lord has begun to call us intercessors into a deeper realm of the Spirit. He's calling us into the glory realm. See, we begin when we praise God with our lips, And then by His Spirit, we're led into the truth and to true worship. See, it's by His Spirit. If you're willing and obedient, the Word of God says, you'll eat the good of the land. And I'll tell you, eating the good of the land is being in the presence of the Lord. Eating the good of the land is having no lack in your spirit. It's spiritual food. That when you come in the room, you are a thermostat. You create the atmosphere. You don't adjust to the atmosphere. Guess what? You come in with the atmosphere. So we begin to praise God with our lips. And then it's by His Spirit that we're led into worship. And it's the spirit of worship that leads us into the realm of glory. And guess what? Which the realm of glory is the presence of God. See, it's in that place that things begin to happen. It's in that place that shackles begin to fall. It's in that place that your burdens are destroyed because of the anointing. It's in that place that your body is healed. It's in that place that you begin to forgive. It's in that place that you get revelation. It's in that place that the fullness of joy comes. It's in the presence of God that that old man passed away. See, this is the place where we are called to during intercession. See, the weight of His glory, it will fall upon the intercessor. And the realm of spiritual depth will not only take over, but guess what? The Holy Spirit will abide with you. See, He said, I'll be with you always. But when you make your flesh obey, you begin to feel the presence of God. When you begin to sing new songs, you begin to sing in the Spirit. You begin to dance with the Spirit. It's an awesome place, I'm telling you. The weight of His glory will fall upon you. And there will be increase in everything that you do. You won't even be able to imagine what God is doing. You just be in His presence and so many things begin to happen, and all you know is God is moving. All you know is that person that you used to have a problem with, because of the weight of His glory, it has passed away. God, take us to a realm in His presence that we can begin to sing prophetically, that we can begin to sing the heart of God, that we can begin to dance in the Spirit like David did. And as intercessors, we need to know how to get into that place, that realm of the Spirit. We shouldn't even need another person to help us. We should be able to take others with us to that place, that realm, the presence of God. As I said earlier, in the presence of God, it's in that place that things begin to happen. And this is the place that we're called to during intercession. So we're going to enter into that realm. So as I began to get a better understanding how to enter into the realm of glory, it comes with praises. God wants to know that you know that He's your ruler. God wants you to cry out to Him. God wants you to tell Him what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And it's not that He don't know already. But when you open your mouth, the kingdom of God is activated. When you open your mouth with worship, when you open your mouth with praises, and when you're thankful unto him, you are an atmosphere creator. You not only create the atmosphere where you are, but you can create the atmosphere in a region. You can create an atmosphere in the lives of others. Shackles can fall off because you're in the room. You don't back up. You press forward. When the enemy comes at you, you go meet him. I'll tell you one thing. When you go into prayer, guess what? You're going to meet with two people. The first would be the enemy, because he's going to try to hinder you from getting into the presence of God. He's going to try to stop you from getting into the realm of the glory. So you do your warfare. Rabba She. Chop his head off. So your mind is only focused on getting into the glory. So you're not thinking about things or nothing around you. All you're thinking is, I'm going somewhere. And the enemy is trying to stop me from getting there. So I can use my mouth to cut him up. I can use my mouth to destroy him. See, life and death is in the power of the tongue. The word says, those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So I can crush him with my mouth. And then once I done put the enemy in his place, Rabashe, I begin to soar. I begin to soar in the spirit realm, where my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit is all one. And sometimes my movement might seem weird, but it really doesn't matter what my flesh look like or even what my flesh sound like. Because God is bottling this up, and it becomes sweet-smelling perfume in his nostrils. So I'm focused on where I'm going. So it's not fair to God for me to get in his presence and for me to be quiet and for me to shut down. It's not good for you to get into the presence of the Almighty God and just look at him. It's not something you want to do. You want to enter into that realm of glory. You've already praised God for a while, and then the spiritual atmosphere began to change. And God will take us to a deeper level of intercession and worship. And it'll be at this time that you begin to see revelation come forth, that you begin to see manifestations. It's at this time that you begin to see spirits and pictures and activity, and the prophetic word unfolds. See, it begins with the intercessor standing in worship. And you can see huge angels in the room. You know, I'm going to share at the conference that we had in Southfield, Detroit, Southfield. We had fasted and prayed, and we were believing God to show up and heal people and give people assignments and vision and hope. We prayed and we believed and we trust God. And when we came into the banquet, the rooms that we were going to facilitate the classes, we put oil on the doorposts, the windows, the floor. We create an atmosphere. And the atmosphere was so thick and heavy. It was thick and heavy. And people began to fall. When intercession was going on, because the atmosphere was already set. And those that needed deliverance, they got it. Those that needed to be in the presence of God, guess what? They got it. So we entered into that realm of glory. God took us deeper. As deep as you wanted to go. It was available. It was available. You know, as we was waiting on the King to show up and show out, he took his time and he blessed everyone in the house. Praise you, Jesus. We just praise him today. And as you listen to the sound, listen to the sound. So you begin to come one with the sound. You begin to allow your spirit to embrace sound. You begin to see that you're in the presence of the Father. Remashe Toroboshe. And this is nothing that you're playing with, because guess what? You're going somewhere. You need something from God. So you need it bad enough that you're willing to bow down. You're willing to worship, to praise, to move, to dance, to sing. You're willing to look crazy so that you can feel the intensity of God's presence, that you can get the power of God upon you. And when the power is not available, guess what? You walk in the room and the power is there because you're there. The flaming arrows that pierce into the very center of the heart of the people is living within you. And others begin to fall to the ground as if they were dead. But they're only being purged. But they're only being built up and prepared for the kingdom. It's because you took your time and you made that flesh obey you, and you pressed your way into a deeper realm of glory. See, the weight of the glory is heavy. And the more you stay in the presence of intercession, you start realizing that when you're in his presence, the power of God is living with you, is living in you, and working through you. So you're not only under the anointing of an early riser, but you also receive an impartation. And the canopy of grace is upon you. God's glory is shining through you. And when those weapons is formed against you, it won't prosper. I'll tell you, I get excited about it. Because it's something that you live. It's something that you love. It's something that you wear. It's a place that you're going. So as a prophetic intercessor, it's imperative, it's incumbent upon you to get into a place of worship so that your spiritual eyes can be open. The eyes of your understanding are enlightened. God began to show you things. When a person walk in the room, he begins to show you their situation. You begin to be connected with the heart of God. You begin to become the voice of God. You begin to become a living epistle. God is awesome. And he wants to use you. He want to take you to a deeper level. He want to take you to a place you've never been. You know, even the struggles that you've had, it's because you, and I don't know who this is for, but it's for someone on the line. It's because you are so indecisive. You can't make your mind up. But God is calling you to a place where you're steadfast. You're not going to be tossed to and fro. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your foundation shall be deep. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And as these classes, this is the fifth session. It was a 6-week class. But this is the fifth section, and we're talking about worship and intercession. See, you bring in the glory, because the glory will live inside of you. And when you really understand that intercessors in the throne room of God, you have a ring of fire upon you. See, let me tell you about this fire. It's the fire of God. It continues to spin around you. And I notice that when intercessors have an anointing on them, guess what happens? People can see God. And they'll begin to ask you, can you pray for me? Will you pray for me? Because guess what? They understand that you've been in the presence of God. And when you feel like crying, the deep is calling upon the deep. When you feel like travailing, the baby is being born. When you feel like bowing down, every knee shall bow. You might be bowing down proxy for someone else. So that's why it's important that we stay at the feet of Jesus. Stay there in our spirits. So when someone say, pray for me, you begin to pray right then. You begin to join your faith with them. You say to them, do you believe? Because according to their faith, be it unto them. So as a prophetic intercessor, worship is part of your call. Worship and praises is what you're dressed with. That beautiful sound of praising coming from the heart. I'll tell you, I envision this as I was speaking. I see intercessors in the throne room. I see three intercessors. And I see this glorious cloud. And I see intercessors falling down, bowing in position before the Father. And it appears to be large steps that leads to the actual throne room. And those who are bowed are at the foot of these steps. And I saw other intercessors approaching the throne room boldly. And one intercessor was weeping before the Lord. It's that kind of weeping, that deep cry, that deep call upon the deep. And then I see another intercessor praising God, totally from her heart. And I see a third intercessor bending down with an awesome ray of exquisite jewelry within reach. And this intercessor was busy taking each jewel one by one and removing it from the pile and placing it at the feet of Jesus. And then I saw the other that have been kneeled before the throne, rise up and begin to dance. Remasho Toro Boshe. Around the throne. And then I see them join hands together. And waiting. Because they have worshiped God. And they have praised Him. And now they're waiting to see what God has to say. The whole purpose is to get the voice of God. To get the will of the Father. Because I believe as God releases the prophetic word, it's so that revelation can be given to God's people. And I believe the Lord is calling us to a deeper realm of the Spirit than any realm that we've ever known. I believe that God is calling us to a place where we can spiritually have spiritual eyes to see what's going on, not just around us in the natural, but in the spirit realm. And He's calling us to a place of deeper glory, past the gates of praises, to a place where He will come and meet us face to face. Where He'll pierce our very heart with His fire. Where He'll remove the old garments. And He'll replace them with new garments. Garments of praise and worship. I believe that God is bringing the intercessors into unity with His Spirit. So that His will can be accomplished. And guess what happens? Changing the world course will be the effect of the intercessors being obedient. He wants His precious intercessors to move into the same direction with the anointing of fire upon their lives that He is doing the impartation. See, the world seemed to be moving in a different direction than the Spirit of God. But God is calling the intercessors into a new realm of glory that will literally ignite and change the course and the direction of the world as we know. So I want you to be encouraged to know that as you begin to come boldly to the throne room, His throne room, come with confidence, come bow down before Him. And you know what? He will accept the gift of intercession. The intercessor that's weeping. The intercessor that's accepting giving the praises. He will accept the gift of praise. The intercessor that's singing and worshiping Him. He will accept the jewels that's placed at His feet. And as we move into this realm of God's glory, we will become partakers together as intercessors for what God is doing throughout the entire earth. So when we get on the prayer line, it's not just business as usual. God is doing something prophetically. I wouldn't miss it if I was you. He's doing an impartation. Yes, God is moving. He's taking His intercessors deeper. He's calling them to a higher calling. I see ministries being birthed out. I see prophetic words being released. And I see God's people being healed, set free, delivered. I see the cry of God's people saying, "Where art thou, intercessor? Where are you?" It's time to be rich in God. Rich so that when someone say, "Will you pray for me?" that you can tap right in and you can get the heart of God. That you can tap right in and you can get the will of the Father. And I am so very excited about my relationship with the Father, with my daddy, Jehovah Rapha. I'm telling you, he's all of that. And he'll take us to that place that we've never been before. So if you choose to do God's will, he will meet you at your point of need. And if you're willing to do what God asks you to do, you're going to see abundance of rain, abundance of blessings, not just for you, but for your families, for your friends, for your neighbors. You be obedient. The Word of God says in Acts 16 and 14, one of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer of purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. Just tell God, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you are my God. You've already lovely. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful to me. Pray with me as I began. Here we are, Lord. Learners wanting to know how to worship you in spirit and in truth. We want to begin to give ourselves without reservation to you, God. The worthy and wonderful Lamb that you are. I want to become more like you, God. And I'm willing, God, for you to use me. I'm sold out for the things of the kingdom. And I need, God, more of you. So you begin to tell him, I'm available, Lord. I am available to go into the deep, and I'll tell you things will happen. Listen to this. Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus, a worshiper of God. See, the Bible calls certain people worshipers. The Bible says true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. So God is seeking worshipers. And then the last scripture, that was John 4 and 23. Revelation 11 and 1 says, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there. God said, count the worshipers. Are you a worshiper? If anyone asks you, could you explain what a worshiper is? If anyone asks you, are you an intercessor? Can you explain what an intercessor is? These lines have been assigned to you, to build you up, to give you an expected end, to give you understanding, truth, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. I want to encourage you to tune in with us, to sow into what we're doing so that we can be sharpened and all needs will be met. I tell you, you will be sowing into good grounds. Evangelist Dana Hanna is the program director. And I'll tell you, if it's something that you would like to hear teaching on, we're going to encourage you to give Evangelist Hanna a call. If it's someone you'd like to bring on the broadcast and you are part of Kingdom Daughters, give Evangelist Hanna a call. If you know an intercessor that God is using, we want to encourage you to give her a call. You can reach her at, I'm going to give two numbers. You can email kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. You can call 312-574-0212. Leave a message if you don't get an answer, and you will get a call back. But I'll tell you again, if you like what we're doing, we encourage you to sow. We're working to assist God's people. And we know that God will never give you a call to do something without giving you the equipment to get it done. So we want to give you an opportunity to be part of the blessed. Come boldly to the throne room. We're there 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. You can call in, area code 218-895-0280. And just press in the word pray, 7729. And join in with us in the throne room. And discover your highest calling, the adventure of worship and intercession. There's no better place to be but in the presence of the Master, where you can talk to God himself. Well, I'll tell you what, I have enjoyed this teaching, and I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you were enlightened. I pray that you were encouraged. I pray that you desire to go into deep worship. Deep worship. Remember what David did. He had them pray and sing and worship around the Ark of the Covenant 24 hours, 7 days a week when he became king, because he understood the blessing and your persistency. So don't be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. And I said to a woman of God today, you can't back up. You got to press forward. Because the word says, when you back up, you're not fit for the kingdom. So we want to be fit for the kingdom, for the Master's use. And with that being said, we're going to end the broadcast. We want to thank you for tuning in to Lesson 5 on worship and intercession. For those that have attended at least 5 classes, you will be receiving a certificate of completion. We are developing Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where after you complete all the classes, we'll be giving out agendas on how to be ordained and licensed. This is something that God has unctioned us to do. So we want to encourage you to help build God's kingdom by building up God's people. So stay in the Word. Stay in His presence, so that the deeper realm, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is living inside you. And when the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, those small things just don't bother you. It really just don't matter, because you're going somewhere with purpose and destiny, where all your needs are met. We love you because you are a child of the King. because you're special, you're anointed, you're blessed, you're highly favored. And God has need of you. Well, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. We thank you for your word. And we thank you, God, for your people whom are called by your name. So, Father, we just ask you to bless those that have tuned in, whether it be on the phone lines or the internet. Bless them, God. Give them a prophetic word. Give them time with you. Show them things, God. Let revelation be their portion. Father, we thank you that you'll do the work. You said one soul, one plant, and you are the one that give the increase. So, Father, we're asking you to give the increase in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, God bless everyone. Just remember, once you get in the presence of the Father, you'll never be bound again. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Yeah.
Good night, everyone. Have a blessed evening.